You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Time now for our final thoughts on this one. Matt, in your experience in the National Football League, when you had a great defense against a great offense, who usually prevailed?
I want to say the great defense prevailed. You know, because as I just mentioned, going through just, you know, on Wikipedia and trying to find all those, you know, Chargers, Colts opportunities that I was a part of with Peyton Manning at quarterback, we did our best job to limit Peyton Manning, you know, in his ability to get in the end zone. And I mean, as I said, I mean, in 2005, we gave up 17 points to him. 2007, we gave up 17. In 2007, we gave up 24. In a loss, we gave up 20. In another win in the playoffs, we gave up 17. So our ability to limit what he does and is so great at, which is move the ball down the field, but in the red zone, score.
You guys were locked in on Peyton.
We were locked in on Peyton. We really were. And even in San Francisco, you know, my seventh year in the league, we lost 18-14 at Lucas Oil Stadium, so his home place. But we didn't. He threw for a lot of yards, which Peyton will do. But if you keep him out of the end zone, is the best way to beat a Peyton Manning-driven team. And then to go back, as I always mention with every, you know, franchise quarterback, you know, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Whoever has the ball last at the end of the half and whoever has the ball last at the end of the game, those guys want the football.
Yeah,
their careers are banked on those opportunities. They want it, and it doesn't matter. 30 seconds or less, they don't care. They'll move the ball into the range and get 3 points. They'll steal the momentum going into halftime, and then they'll finish you if they have it last at the end of the game.
No! You won't finish us.
If they're down 10 with the ball, it's irrelevant.
That's right. There is no 10-point play. That's what Browns need to do. All right. Tomorrow we'll have the kid in studio with us here as we get ready for the final push towards the Browns and the Broncos this Sunday live at First Energy Stadium. The Browns looking to hand the Broncos their first loss on the season. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. For Dave DiNatale, we got to thank John DeFilippo, thank Jim O'Neill, thank Gary Kubiak. For Dave DiNatale and Matt Wilhelm, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily,
driven by the good folks at Liberty Ford.
My new F-150 is too sweet.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.